Welcome to the NetPlay Marketing Podcast.
Hey guys, Ace is here from NetPlayMarketing.com, and you know, I hope that you guys have enjoyed the last couple of podcasts in terms of, you know, the content, the mindset stuff that we talked about, you know, setting the goals, not waiting for perfection. And today, you know, I want to talk about a little bit about the entrepreneurial prison. Now, this goes out to anybody who's, you know, maybe, you know, working a business right now. Maybe they're involved in network marketing. Maybe you're looking for a business opportunity. And for anybody who's generally just been open-minded, you know, for a long time, or someone who's just starting, you know, just starting to discover the, you know, the idea of being an entrepreneur. You know, I think that one of the biggest frustrations as entrepreneurs is being stuck in a mindset that most people don't understand. It's probably one of the toughest things to kind of get your head around. And I want to kind of start you off with just a little bit of a story. You know, before I got into entrepreneurship, before I started into network marketing or online marketing, and before I even, you know, started in business whatsoever, you know, I had to get myself in the right mindset. And I think that one of the things that happened was that, you know, my brother actually discovered this before me. And, you know, for me, I was used to being the, you know, I'm the older brother. So I was the one used to, you know, teaching my brother about, you know, about life, teaching him about, you know, how you're supposed to live life in terms of business and, you know, looking for him to come for me to advise in terms of relationships and all this other stuff, right? And so naturally, when he, you know, started in network marketing and he started seeing the idea of, you know, being very open-minded to a business opportunity like network marketing, you know, it didn't quite resonate with me. You know, I wasn't in that right mindset to accept it. And so when he first, you know, brought this idea to me, you know, he was naturally, you know, really excited, and he didn't really approach me the right way about it. But I told him, you know what, I'm not interested. I don't want to hear about it. And what happened though was that I was just kind of waiting for the day that he was going to call me and say, hey man, you know what, you were right, I got duped, you know, this is a mistake, you know, I got ripped off or whatever the case may be. But to my surprise, and thankfully, you know, my brother started to see some success in his business. You know, he continued to work in the business, and he was probably doing it for about maybe close to a year, maybe 6 to 8 months before I actually, you know, reached out to him again. And obviously we kept in contact in between, but, you know, I reached out to him again in terms of the business. He's saying, you know what, how's business going for you? I see that, you know, you're starting to, you know, pick up a little momentum, you know, you're making a bit of money, you know, what's this actually about? Okay, because I really have no idea. And so he kind of gave me, you know, the spiel. And not until then did things start to click for me, you know. And at that point, I was in a little bit in a better mindset than I was originally when he first tried to, you know, talk to me about this. You know, I had taken the time to start reading some personal development books and, you know, started to broaden my horizons and come to the idea and start to wrap my head around the idea that, you know, just working a job isn't going to get me to where I want to be. You know, I started to really understand that if you really want to have that time freedom, if you really want to have financial freedom, if you really want to have all this flexibility, you are basically going to have to, you know, work for yourself, start your own business, and, you know, whether it be network marketing or online marketing or a brick and mortar business, whatever it may be, you know, you're going to have to work for it and, you know, be your own boss essentially, right? And, you know, one of the toughest things for me to wrap around is that after I had taken that time to, you know, spend that time for myself to work on personal development, it wasn't until then that I realized how closed-minded so many people are. And, you know, I was one of them. And once I started, you know, opening my mind to these new ideas in terms of business, in terms of just personal development in itself, it completely changed my world. And I wouldn't be here making this podcast if it wasn't for that. And, you know, I feel that's one of the toughest things for us to overcome as entrepreneurs once we've made that, you know, made that jump. You know, once, or, you know, for some of you guys, I know I've met a lot of people who are just naturally open-minded, and it's great when you are, because you open yourself up to so many opportunities. And I think that's probably the biggest thing, right, is that sometimes we're approached by opportunities, but because of our limited mindset, because of our limited education in ourselves and in the world in general, we let these opportunities go. You know, I truly believe in the law of attraction, and the law of attraction basically means that if you want something bad enough, you will attract it into your life. And if you take action towards it, you will achieve whatever it is that you want in your life, whether it be money, whether it be happiness, whether it be a relationship, whether it be whatever it is that you want in your life. You can attract it to you as long as you have full faith that it can happen and you take some action towards it. Okay, guys, it's really that simple. And you know, a lot of people don't understand that. You know, a lot of people can't wrap their heads around that idea. And what happens though is that we get stuck in this kind of prison, you know, us as entrepreneurs, people who are more open-minded, because we want to just take some of these people who are closed-minded, you know, because a lot of people that we want to reach out are people that we care about, you know, our friends, our family. And what happens is when we try to reach out to them, right, we think in our heads, an ideal situation, that if we were to talk to them about an opportunity, talk to them about a business opportunity, talk to them about just being open-minded, that they would understand it, they can grasp the idea, and it would be like a light bulb going off in their head, and they'd be like, oh my god, can't believe I've never seen this before. And when you go out there and actually do it, unfortunately you get hit with reality, and you see how, you know, dependent people are on the system that we've, you know, all have grown to despise, I guess, as entrepreneurs, which is, you know, working the 9-to-5, you know, working for 40 years and trying to retire, and then, you know, just struggling for most of our lives. And that's not what we want from our families, right? When we're kids, we have this idea of, you know, basically having an endless opportunity. You know, we have endless potential. And I believe that as we grow older, reality starts to sink into us, or at least the reality of the people around us who never followed their passion, people who never followed their, you know, their ambition, people who never wanted to amount for more, or at least didn't think that they could amount to more than what they have, you know, which is their work, and it's all that they understand. And so when you grow up and you tell people that you want to become a millionaire, that you want to become, you know, a six-figure earner, that you want to do all these things, that you want to create you want to create your own business, that you want to create a legacy, that you want to do all these other things, people can't grasp that idea, right? And so that's when people may laugh at you, people may criticize you, people may tell you to be realistic, people may tell you to go get a job, people may tell you to do a lot of things, okay, guys? And I'm here to tell you that, you know what, I understand what you're going through. I understand where these people are coming from. And, you know, I sympathize with that. You know, I empathize with that. And all I can tell you guys is that if you get yourself in the right mindset, don't let anybody deter you. So, you know, continue to plug into, you know, to these podcasts, because basically that's what these podcasts are for. I want people to tune into these and, you know, be motivated by what it is that I'm saying here. That I'm telling you guys that you're not alone. You know, that I completely understand where it is you're coming from. I completely understand the frustrations that you're going through. And I'm telling you, not just because you have the right mindset are things going to be easy. You know, it's going to be tough. You know, and often enough, us as entrepreneurs, we take the road less traveled. We take the ways of things being more difficult. You know, it's easy to get a job, guys. It's easy to get a job. It's easy to work a 9-to-5. It's easy to, you know, work, like I said, like a dead-end job and not really amount for much within it. You know, it's easy to, quote-unquote, be realistic. But when you decide that you want to own your own business, or that you want to be a six-figure earner, or that you want to leave a legacy, I'm telling you that it's possible. I'm telling you that you have to keep to that idea and have that idea wake you up in the morning and get you to take some action. How you're going to achieve it, that's up to you. What vehicle you're going to use, that's up to you. You have to find it. But the idea is you can't give up on it, because you're going to do different things that are going to, you know, pull you in a million different directions, but you have to keep your end goal super, super crystal clear. You know where you want to, you know, where you want to end, but you need to find the way to get there. Whatever means it may be, you know, whether it means that you maybe have to pick up a job so that you can make up some money, so you can afford to get involved with an opportunity that's going to give you the opportunity to be able to make more money, and then you can be able to scale up that business, and then you can be able to become that six-figure earner that you want to. Or whether it means that you're going to have to invest a lot of time to work out and grind, you know, grind it so that you can, you know, get the progress that you want. You know, it means you're going to have to get out there. You have to get out of your comfort zone to go out there and expand your horizon in a million different ways. The idea, though, guys, is that I want you to really feel that there's somebody out there that understands you. I completely understand where you're coming from. The entrepreneurial mindset is actually more of a prison. It's the most frustrating thing in the world, because you see the potential and the opportunity that so many people have, but they don't want to act on it. There's so much potential that people have that we care about, but they don't want to use it. You know, they're scared. They're scared of failing, or they're scared of losing what they have. And you are brave enough to go beyond that. you know you want to take action towards it. And so I encourage you to go ahead and do it. Discover what you're made of, you know, and take yourself into an uncomfortable position. Put yourself out there for people to just see what you are. Don't be embarrassed by what it is that, you know, you've been given. Don't be embarrassed by the way that you think, and that when people tell you to be realistic. Being realistic is for people with no money in their wallet. Okay? When you follow your passion, you know what? The money will come from it. The end game isn't the money. The end game is to follow your passion and do what makes you happy. Do what makes you passionate. You know, what wakes you up in the morning. Because I guarantee you, a lot of people, you know, they have the struggle of waking up in the morning. They don't want to get up. It's not because people aren't morning people. It's not because I'm not a morning person that people don't want to get up. It's because what they're going to go do after they wake up doesn't motivate them to get up. That's the problem. The problem is that they don't have a reason to get up. Okay? What they do doesn't fulfill what makes them happy. And that's why people don't want to get up in the morning. Not because they're not morning people. Okay? I could wake up at 5 o'clock in the morning to record a podcast like this, guys, because it pumps me up. I love sharing these ideas with you, and I love being able to connect with you guys. So I hope that you're feeling it today. I'm feeling the energy. I'm pumped up. I'm amped up. So I'm going to leave. I'm just going to leave the podcast here, guys. I hope this reached out to you, and I hope it got you and resonated with you. And until next time, guys, let's get out there. Have some fun.